This is St. Louis Public Radio. When it comes to supporting people with developmental disabilities through art making, the activities are much more than just a pastime. For some in St. Louis, being creative helps them buy food or get a job. Those are goals and outcomes of a St. Louis area organization called Artists First. But budget cuts are jeopardizing the nonprofit. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler visits the studio to discover more about why its work matters.
This is where we do our art at. Everybody do the art at their own pace.
Mary Dandridge is one of 200 people who draw, paint, and sculpt at Artists First in Maplewood. The 10-year-old organization provides studio space, art teachers, social workers, and materials.
They got all kinds of markers and all kinds of crayons and chalk and stuff.
Sunlight pours into the studio as one artist paints designs on the panes of an old window. Another glues magazine photos onto a woman's leg.
She's just decorating a mannequin.
Dandridge points to some of her own paintings.
Rainbow right there, that's mine. That one right there with the cross is mine.
She's proud of her work, but Artists First builds more than self-esteem for people with developmental disabilities. It also provides income for clients who sell their artwork for up to $125. Charles Bonick uses the money to supplement his disability payments. Artists First Executive Director Sheila Suderwaller hands him a check for a small painting.
And you're going to sign right here.
Okay, dokie.
It's only $24, but...
That'll help me throughout the rest of the month for food. Cheapest food I can get, hot dogs, bologna, bread.
Now, it's Artists First that needs help. Suderwaller says the St. Louis Office for Developmental Disability Resources recently told her they need to cut Artists First funding by $80,000, half the nonprofit's total budget. Suderwaller immediately feared the organization might have to close.
It's absolutely a thought. It's more than a thought.
The cuts would affect several programs, including supported employment, which teaches clients about things like communication and time management. Suderwaller says there are only so many ways to make up for that money.
We're down to rent, utilities, payroll, art supplies.
Last week, Suderwaller made her case before the city agency, and officials reduced the proposed cuts to $31,000, but that's still nearly 20% of the arts program's budget. The board of the funding organization is expected to finalize the cuts in early June. Ken Franklin chairs the board. He says Artists First is a promising program that needs to be supported.
One thing I think that's what's right with St. Louis in this community of developmental disability is it's a family community, so we work things out.
Already, to make up the difference, Artists First employees are agreeing to donate some of their time. Small checks and offers of art supplies are also coming in. Suderwaller says no matter what, she's committed to her clients.
They have had so many obstacles to overcome, yet they keep doing it every day. Mary wakes up at 5:30 in the morning to take two buses to get here.
34-year-old Brandon Harris's mom drives him in. He's on the autism spectrum and doesn't talk, but Mercy D. Harris says his drawings of city skylines speak volumes about his hopes and dreams of travel. She says to lose Artists First would be devastating.
A very, very tremendous loss, because this is Brand's life here where he know he belongs.
Mary Dandridge, who showed us around, also feels at home at Artists First and enjoys the attention she gets here.
They do compliment on your work. They do. You're doing a real good job.
How does that make you feel when they say you did a good job?
It makes me feel really, 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 really good.
Guided and encouraged by the staff, Dandridge keeps painting her signature rainbows. Meanwhile, Suderwaller has only until July 1st to find a pot of gold or figure out how to keep things running with a lot less money. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.